There is a garden where dreams come true, a beautiful garden where God's grace bloom. There is a garden where everything grows, a beautiful garden where love is sown. And in this place of light and love, you can have anything that you're dreaming of. There is a garden where dreams come true, a beautiful garden, that garden is you. Such a beautiful garden, that garden is you.
Before we start our service, I want to do a little acknowledgement this morning. You know, I take nothing for granted. Whenever you hear me say that, I say it because I know there are many places we can be and do on a Sunday morning, but you chose to come here, which for me is a huge blessing to get to come together in one and to lift the consciousness not only of ourselves but those outside this room. We have many people who serve here in various capacities, and for each one of them, I take nothing for granted. I appreciate everything that you do. The Board of Trustees, that's an important task here. It's one that may at one time been forbidding, if I may say that, but it's one that I received joy being a part of it, knowing that I'm adding to the consciousness of this community by the decisions I make and coming together I make. So this morning I want to call up Brenda Reed. Brenda served on the board. She jumped right in when we had a need. She replaced a former board member who had to go on to do other things. Come on, all the way up. And I know I speak for the whole church in saying we're very much appreciative for all you've done. Brenda was the secretary of the board, and she's moved to Branson, so she's stepping down from her board position, but she's still going to come around here. I'm not going to let her go. But she's stepping down from the board position, which is the one we're trying to fill. We're waiting for that right and perfect person to step up. But anyway, I want to focus my attention on Brenda this morning. She was the secretary, and there are many times when I had to join with her in knowing that everything is in the right and perfect working order, and we will get these minutes out. So I am deeply appreciative of her, as I'm sure all the board members are. So Brenda, in appreciation of dedicated service on Unity Church of Light's Board of Trustees, we want to give you just a little something that you can put in your room to remember us by. We don't want you to forget us. And we want you to know we love and celebrate you. And so I'm going to give you that. Also, want to give you this, because I know you like puttering in the yard, so that's a good yard. That's a good yard. And also, from the heart, we want you to enjoy this blessing of this rose opening as you go about your next couple of weeks.
That's
an awesome lot. Right. So we want to give you a blessing. Let's give her the unity blessing. Get that energy going. And Brenda, we love you. We bless you. We appreciate you. And we behold the Christ in you. And I'm going to say like the friends of mine, inspiring you to do great things. Bless you.
You have. You have inspired me to do great things.
Oh, when that
was my picture.
We got a photo up here.
But it was a privilege for me to serve with the board and all of you. And I learned some things, and I learned some things I won't do anymore. Just what? Microsoft and I are not best friends. Other than that, it was a privilege. It's a privilege of service. Goodness, I don't know where this all came from. I feel your love, and I have, and your appreciation.
Then thank you so much. I was looking at our bulletin. He had made everything beautiful, and I believe that, and I trust that. So, in a world that pulls us in countless directions, it's essential that you carve out some sacred time for your spiritual well-being. So having a daily practice greatly enhances all the experiences that occur in your life. Our co-founder, Charles Fillmore, emphasized the importance of spiritual nourishment and how dedicating just a few moments each day to nurture your soul can profoundly transform your life. I like this scripture. I've been reciting a lot of scriptures this past few months, putting an intention in the air, an intention for Unity Church of Light. And I love this one. It says, "Seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all things will be added unto you." All things will be added unto you. And I've made a decision that I'm going to stand on that scripture, because we are in the midst of manifesting here at Unity Church of Life. But we seek the kingdom first. And what is the kingdom? The kingdom is that realm of divine ideas, that realm where we can reach in and grab hold of love and grab hold of joy and grab hold of zeal. We need zeal. Zeal springs us into action. Seek first the kingdom of God. And as far as righteousness, that's right thinking. Thinking right thoughts. Looking through the appearances. knowing that there is plenty of everything that may be needed by anyone sitting or listening to my voice here today. Seek the kingdom first. Seek the realm of divine ideas. Seek that divinity within yourself that springs forth the manifestation of whatever it is that's needed. You know, in class, I don't know if it was this one or the one I took online, it said that what we desire is God wanting to express through us. And oh boy, do I have some desires this morning. But God wants to express through me. And if I'm going to prove this truth, if I'm going to stand on this truth, if I'm going to use this truth to greatly enhance my experience on this earth plane, then I'm standing on the base. Seek the kingdom first, and all things will be added. I don't have to worry about all that stuff. Most of us, I imagine, we have very busy lives, juggling work, juggling responsibilities. I was talking this morning, juggling activities that we want to bring us together as a spiritual group and let us lift one another in joy. We don't have to always be in the sanctuary. We can be out in nature, living and loving and enjoying one another. But as we rush from one task to another, what often happens? We feel drained, don't we? We feel overwhelmed. Anybody else, or is it just me? I'm glad to know I'm not alone. But suddenly we stumble into a study such as what we do here. We are taught that a few minutes, time to sit in the silence and or in the quiet, a few minutes, time to breathe deeply and to connect with our inner spirit through prayer and meditation. And in that sacred space, there is clarity, there is peace, and there's a rejuvenation of spirit that empowers us to face the day with renewed strength and purpose. If you haven't experienced that lately, 10 golden minutes is all you need. Doesn't have to be time consuming, elaborate. 10 golden minutes. But I bet you if you take that 10 minutes a day, you're going to want more and more. Before you know it, you're going to be into much longer than those 10 minutes. But to begin with 10 golden minutes. And guess what? It can be as simple as reading an inspiring passage from a spiritual text or from a Unity author. Reading that passage and sitting with it a little bit. Or it can be engaging in a few moments of gratitude. My favorite time of day is 4 in the morning. Yes. I have some kind of internal clock that 4 in the morning is the time it wants to shake me up a little bit. And it wants to give me time to feel these limbs move. acknowledge I'm taking in a breath. Wow. I'm alive and I'm awake. And I also want to give praise and thanksgiving, not only to God, but to everyone in my life who adds to the joy that is deep within me. And that's a long list. And guess who it begins with? You right here. I can see every one of your faces and where you're sitting. Because we all like our own pew, don't we? Yeah. Take a few moments of gratitude. Or, I'm not going to do this, but or you can get up and go look out. See the beauty of the day unfolding around you. 10 golden moments. Setting an intention to commit to nourish your spirit and align yourself with the divine. Oh my, what a buildup that is within. Yeah. Charles Fillmore also taught that when we take time to go within, we unveil our true essence, which is joy, love, peace. He also said, spirit is the essence of our being. That's where it begins, with spirit within us. To be one with God is to realize the unity of all life, not only those of us sitting in this room, outside here. The beautiful flowers Brenda received, there's life in them. There's life in them. 10 golden minutes to pause, to center yourself in prayer or meditation, to create a space for peace and clarity. In those moments of stillness, we realign ourselves with our true self and tap into the wisdom that flows through us. God is expressing through us, and it's like a flow of a gentle spring, moving, not stagnant, not being closed in, but allowing yourself to be open and free to those around you to feel that energy and that spirit that is within you. That's how we're going to attract to Unity Church of Life. By each of us going out and glowing, letting that spirit resonate in all the space around us, so that anyone that steps in that force field is going to feel the presence and the power of God. I love that. Go out and do that sometimes. Step somewhere and just feel yourself a spirit glowing and that energy flowing out and reaching and touching someone. Makes a difference. You ever come upon a cashier and they're miffed because someone has fussed at them previously, and you just generate energy of love and light and smile and give them a kind word. It makes a difference in our universe. And we need that difference now, don't we? If ever there was a time we need to glow, it's right now. So when we prioritize our lives, you know, I, in the past, have prioritized a lot of things. How about you? There are things that I'm going to do this and you do it. How about we prioritize our spiritual life? Commit to that 10 minutes a day. If you want to split it up, 10 in the morning, 10 in the evening. But the thing is, they're golden. They're precious. They're seeds. They build. They add. They boot you up. Take the time. Take the time. I like this Philippians 4, 6 and 7. Because this is what this 10 golden minutes will do for you. It says, do not be anxious about anything, but in every situation, by prayer and petition, with thanksgiving, present your request to God. And the peace of God that transcends all understanding will guard your heart and your minds in Christ. I love that, because I know if I do the work, if I take that 10 minutes, I love doing it first thing in the morning, that there's nothing about my day that I need to be anxious or worried about. Spirit's told me I got this. And knowing that you have that power within you, you can say, hey, I got this. This scripture reminds us that we need to take time to rest and trust in Spirit, in God, in that nature within us. My favorite words this year have been rest and trust. Whenever anything comes up, or whenever any experience seems overwhelming or too great to handle or too high of a mountain to climb, I say to myself, rest and trust. That doesn't mean be passive. Sometimes when people say rest, they lay down and think about nothing. That's not what I'm talking about. I'm talking about breathing and being in spirit. Resting and knowing that you're in the presence and the power of the One. Taking that time. 10 golden minutes. Start your day with a few moments of gratitude. Soon as you wake up, take a deep breath and express appreciation for the gift of life. Express appreciation for being able to come to gatherings like this. Express appreciation for this beautiful building of ours. For being that magnet of love. It's real important to set an intention for the day. And in those moments, set that intention of what type of day it's going to be. Yeah, is it going to be a golden day? Is it going to be a day where you conquer your greatest fears? Yeah, set the intention. Ground yourself in the knowledge that through the Christ in you, you are capable of great things. I like that song. I should have played it this morning. Amazing things, because you will do amazing things. Maybe what's amazing to me may not be amazing to you, but it's still amazing, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. End each day with a reflection on the moments that brought you joy or challenges that offer growth. And yeah, I threw in challenges too, because through challenges we learn, don't we? Through challenges we can measure how far we've come by how we've moved through them. Yeah. So reflect at the end of the day, the moments that brought you joy or the challenges that offered growth. This practice, it will connect you with your spiritual self. And it brings you a sense of peace and fulfillment that will carry over into the next day. Honor the teachings of the wisdom found not only in the scriptures, but within you. Did you know that the wisdom of the ages is implanted and embedded in you? You can grasp hold of that, but you need to take those few moments to connect so you can know. So you can know. Some said, be still and know. Take those few moments so you can be still and know. And five passages that will sustain you as you go about your daily experiences. Or plaster all over your house some life-affirming messages, so that when you turn and may have a need, there's a message that's going to support you. You know, 10 golden moments. Who cannot spare 10 moments a day? Put my hand out. God is good. Life is wonderful. And it's fantastic when we tap into that energy. If you find yourself going triple time, take a moment. Turn within. Breathe. Rest and trust. And then take action. So let's take a moment right here, right now. I want to start you on your way. This is a couple of minutes of that first 10 golden ones that you're going to have today. Let's begin it by affirming together the Lord's Prayer. Together, Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name, thy kingdom come. Thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, as we
forgive us our debts, as we forgive our debtors.
And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever. Now take a moment, take a deep breath. If you like, close your eyes or focus on the candles or find you a focal point in the room. One presence, one power. And we'll make this journey within to touch and to know. Be in that presence of power. Breathing in and breathing out. Drawing yourself from the head down into your heart. I invite you into this quiet space. To make that connection, to come into the awareness of that Christ within you, that energy, that divinity, that beauty, that joy. And in this moment, allow that spirit to transform your thoughts, your actions, and your interactions. As you fill your cup with the fullness of God, you're able to pour out love, compassion, and kindness into the world. Breathing in and breathing out, knowing the importance in this moment, right here, right now, to plug in, to recharge, to nourish our souls with words of spirit and wisdom. So as we have reached our designation deep within ourselves, we take a moment to just fill our cups with love, with peace, with joy. And we do so right here, right now, as we sit a moment in the quiet, breathing in and breathing out in the silence. Dear God, we thank you this morning. We thank you that for knowing that we are beacons of your light and your love, that we let your peace flow through us and out into the universe. And we spread joy out into the world through our light, through our love. So we give you thanks this morning as we go forth and let our lights shine. We give thanks, dear God, for the peace and the contentment within. So for this and for all things, we say thank you, God. And so it is, and so we let it unfold right here, right now. Amen. In our affirmation this week, it's in your insert, I dwell in the peace of God and all is well. I dwell in the peace of God and all is well. Let's affirm that together. I dwell in the peace of God, and all is well. And right here, right now, if you know of someone who may need to hear these vibrations, these words, visualize them in front of you. If there's someone that's troubled, worried, running here and there, let's affirm this affirmation for them together. You dwell in the peace of God, and all is well. And as a sense of community, we open our hearts and our minds wide open to know this to be a truth for us right here, right now, as we affirm together, together, we dwell in the peace of God, and all is well. And it is so, and so it is.